As we discussed in our previous year, as the Gemara brings down the various takonis that Ezra made, so Ezra made a takona that they should lay in Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, and Ezra made a takona they should lay in on Shabbos because they should not go 3 days, as the Gemara says, Kivin Shalchu Shloish Yomim B'loi Torah Nilu. They went for 3 days without learning Torah, and it weakened them. And they made that they should have always at least 3 days should not pass without laning. Tosfos already asks, we could well understand Tosfos the Ramaskel today asked the question, yes, we understand, as we just learned, that you have to lane every 3 days, but why did he pick specifically Monday and Thursday? So Tosfos answers, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah on Thursday, the Luchos Achronos, and he came down on Monday with those Luchos, and that's why the days that were picked were Monday and Thursday. The Ben Yoyodo gives a different explanation. He explains that the pasuk says, "Hadoisi b'chem hayoyim es ha-shomayim ves ha-oretz." Shomayim ve-oretz say edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu say edus that HaKadosh, that we Klal Yisrael have to fulfill what it says in the Torah. And Bris and Shomayim ve-oretz were completed on the second day of the week. So that's why Monday was chosen. And Thursday was chosen because Thursday is the day on which fish were created. And just like fish cannot exist for a moment without water, and our Gemara says, Ein mayim, ein el Torah, we cannot exist without Torah, just like the fish cannot exist without water. That's why he says Monday and Thursday were chosen. I saw a very nice fart. The pasuk says, "Vehi ben soya Aaron v'yoyim la Moshe kuma Hashem." And Rashi explains, the Aaron was going ahead of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu, once the Aaron was ready a distance of 3 days ahead of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Stop. Don't go further." So what's pshat? So I saw that once Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the distance between the people and the Aaron was a distance of 3 days, so Moshe Rabbeinu said that we can't have a separation, as we're learning in our Gemara, of 3 days without Torah. And that's why he said, stop and let And we need to be able to catch up. The Prima Gaudim asks, what's pshat in this Gemara that the Gemara says that they went for 3 days without Torah? Didn't they say Krishma? There's a chiv to say Krishma every day, twice a day. And the Gemara says that b'di'evid, one is Mekayim, Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, just with saying Krishma. So why was there a concern that they went for 3 days without Torah? So one pshat that the Mefarshim give, that there's a special din of lasik with Divrei Torah. Not just to say Divrei Torah, but to learn and understand Divrei Torah. And that we don't fulfill just by saying Krishma. The Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph says a very interesting teretz. He says, you're only yotza mitzvahs Talmud Torah when you say Krishma, if you're saying the Krishma to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But let's say you're saying the Krishma to fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma, with saying Krishma for that purpose, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. And he brings a very nice raya. Says the Gemara Masech Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Abayin Lishmoy Mikra Megillah." Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says, is so important that we're mevatel our learning in order to go hear the Megillah. And all the Mefarshim has to have his question: hearing the Megillah is learning Torah. So what's the bittul Torah involved in going to hear the Megillah? The answer is, if somebody is listening to the Megillah to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah, you cannot fulfill two mitzvahs with one time. And therefore, if you're listening to the Megillah, it's not Talmud Torah. And the same thing, if you're saying Krishma in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma, that isn't considered that you're doing Talmud Torah. So Gemara here says that there shouldn't ever be a separation of 3 days without Torah. The Mashal explains, because we know that the number 3 is always the number that represents a chazaka, and therefore they didn't want to have a chazaka of not learning Torah. And he says that's pshat. That since they didn't learn Torah for 3 days, the Torah that they were going to again resume learning, marim hein, was bitter, because they got separated from the Torah. And that's why v'yoreu Hashem eitz. The pasuk says eitz means Torah, eitz, as the pasuk says eitz chaim hi l'machzikim ba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them that you always have to learn Torah. And now that they got separated from the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a lifeline to learn Torah again. And the pasuk says, "Vayimtaku mayim." The Torah's Chaim, along the same line, says that the Torah, we know, is the best antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Barasu l'Yetzer, barasu l'Torah tavlin. So he says, as long as a person hasn't separated himself for 3 days from learning Torah, the Yetzer can't have that. The Yetzer Hara can't have that much of an influence over him. But once he separates himself already for 3 days from Torah, then it's already the ability for the Yetzer Hara to take over. And the Ben Yehuda, along the same line, explains the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. Daf Nun Beis Amar Beis, Rava says, Yetzer Hara B'tchila Kara Hoylich. At the beginning, the Yetzer is called a Hoylich. Then he's called the Oirich, a guest. And then he's called the Ish. He becomes the boss. And that's Pshat. Those are each one of these events happen over 3 days. And that's why you can't let 3 days pass without learning. The Chiv of learning, is it a Chiv D'Raisa or a Chiv D'Rabbanan? The Bach is of the opinion that the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos is a Chiv D'Raisa. As our Gemara says, Moshe Tikkun L'Yisrael, it's included in the rules that Moshe Rabbeinu brought to us. And the Yerushalmi in Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, says that this is learned from the Pasuk of Yedaber Moshe es Me'adei Hashem Abnei Yisrael. However, most Rishonim disagree, the Rashba, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Trumas HaDeshen, most Rishonim disagree, and they hold that the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is only a Drabonim, and the Pasuk is only in a Smachta Ba'alma. And on the contrary, the wording of the Gemara of the Pasuk very much points in that direction, because the Pasuk says, Moshe Tikein, it was only Takana that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It isn't a full-fledged Chiv D'Raisa. The Shaila that comes up is if they did not lay Shabbos in the morning, when could you make it up? So Zogla Mavava, in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Beis, says that if they miss laning by Shachris, Shabbos morning, they should make it up by Mincha, because the whole day is the Zman Kriya. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Chaim Shaul disagrees. He says, you can't make it up by Mincha, you have to make it up next week Shabbos. And that seems to be the opinion of most Poskim. Even Al Pi Zohar, you cannot, it seems that you shouldn't read by Mincha, you should only read it next week Shabbos. The Shaar Ephraim, very interestingly, points out, he says, as long as you haven't begun to daven Mincha, you could still make up the Kriyas HaTorah that was missed in the morning. However, once they begin davening Mincha, you have to wait for next week. There's a tshuva, and the Shaar HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi for Avos Nezatzal, Chelek Dalid Siman Tezvav, that discusses this question. And he says, if we look in the word of our Gemara, the Gemara says, Amdu Nevim Shebeinehem V'Tiknu Lahem Sheikarim B'Shabbos. So it seems that any time on Shabbos, one could lay. But as we just quoted, many Paiskim seem to hold that you could only lay in the morning. And actually, there's another question. What happens if somebody, we learned Monday and Thursday, we're supposed to lay? What happens if they miss the laying on Monday and Thursday? Could be made up on another day. So the Paiskim say that if you miss the laning on Thursday, for sure you shouldn't lane on Friday. Because on Shabbos, you're lane. On Shabbos, you're lane. And you missed, and if you didn't lane on Thursday, anyway, already passed 3 days without Torah. But what about Monday? What about if you miss Monday, could you lane on Tuesday? So the Birkei Yosef quotes the Masas Moshe, the one should not lane on Tuesday, based on what we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, what Tosfos teaches us, that Monday and Thursday were specifically chosen, and any other day is not a day for laning. However, it doesn't. Tosfos did, many Achroinim disagree with that Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef himself said it's not a great raya. He says all Tosfos means to explain is why Monday and Thursday were chosen as the days to lane. But that doesn't mean that if you couldn't, that they are the only option. So there are Paiskim that say that if you still, since the Takana was Monday and Thursday, if you missed Monday and Thursday, and as we're saying in our whole shiur, the entire purpose of laning is because the entire purpose of laning is that they shouldn't have days without learning. So just learn. So now, let's think about it. What happens if on Monday and Thursday they didn't lane? So we go back to that tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi. Since the entire purpose of laning on Monday and Thursday is that, as we keep on repeating, is that there shouldn't be 3 days that pass without learning. So there is an argument that could be made that if you didn't lane in the morning, lane in the afternoon. On the other hand, an argument could be, but on Shabbos, we were laning Shabbos in the morning not because of the chiv of Talmud Torah, but we're laning on Shabbos because that's a special takana, that Shabbos we should lane. So then you can't make it up by Mincha because the Zman is Shabbos in the morning. On the other hand, Rav Ozner says, a counter argument can be made. Shabbos afternoon is a time for laning. So yes, you're supposed to lay in Shabbos afternoon next week's parasha. this week's parsha, you're supposed to learn Shabbos in the morning. But if for whatever reason you didn't read this week's parsha in the morning, and Shabbos in the afternoon is a time for learning, so make it up Shabbos afternoon. However, when it comes to during the week, if you miss the laning in the morning, then mincha of a Monday, mincha of a Thursday, or a Tuesday, or a Wednesday, are not days of laning. And therefore, maybe those are days that you can't make up a missed laning. In general, Rabbi Baruch Ber, in the Sefer HaMasechta Yevamos, Birkas Shmuel, Simchas Aleph, brings from his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Briska, a question. How do we understand the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? Do we understand the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? That there's a Chiyuv of the Tzibur. There's a Chiyuv on a Tzibur to lay. Or is it really a Chiyuv on every individual? But even though there's a Chiyuv on the individual cannot be Mekayim his Chiyuv only if there's a tzibur where to lay. What will be the nafkamina, says Rabbi Baruch Ber? The nafkamina will be if you had six people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah and four already heard Kriyas HaTorah. If we say that it's a chiv that when there is a tzibur on Monday, on Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos morning, there's a chiv for that tzibur to lay. Here we don't have a tzibur, because a tzibur, as we know, means 10 people. If, on the other hand, we say that it's a din on the yochid, but the yochid can't be mekayim his chiyuv unless he has a minyan, so if you'll have six people who didn't lane, so there you'll be able to lane, even though four people already heard the chiyuv. And actually, I saw the Sefer Daf Al Adaf quotes two stories regarding this question. On one hand, he quotes a Shal Satchuvus Mashag in Simon Tzadik Beis that the Rizal, for a very long time, daven b'yichidus at home without hearing Kriyas HaTorah. What about the Chiva Kriyas HaTorah? It must be that the Arizal was of the opinion that the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. The Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. And if there's no Tzibur, there's no Chiyuv. And therefore, there's no problem. On the other hand, he quotes the Rav Chaim Brisker, once was somewhere, and there was no minyan for Shachris, and there was a minyan for Mincha, and he took out a Sefer Torah to lane that day. So from here we see two things. Actually, going back to Shaila, we discussed a moment ago. From here we see that if you miss laning in the morning during the week, Monday and Thursday, Rav Chaim Brisker clearly held you can make it up in the afternoon. One point. Another point we see from here is that Rav Chaim Brisker held that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv on the Yochid. And you can't say, well, I wasn't there with the Tzibur, so I don't have a Chiyuv. A Yochid has a Chiyuv no matter what. Rav Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Tzionim LaTorah, asks a different question. How do we understand the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? And it's very much connected to this question. Is it a chiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Or is there a chiv for everybody individually to lay? Yes, you could be yotze the Kriya by hearing it from the Baal Kaira of Shemaya Ka'ona. So he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara, where the Gemara says, Kivin Shalach Gimel Yom B'loy Torah, Om the Neviim Shabanaim V'Tiknam Sheikh Kairim. So we see that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah of Talmud Torah you could fulfill just by hearing the laying. And therefore, The mitzvah you can hear just by laning, hearing the laning, you don't have to personally lane. I was thinking that maybe this is a difference between the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday and Thursday versus the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. The Kriyas HaTorah of Monday and Thursday is like Al Gemara keeps on saying, it's because the chiyuv of learning. And learning, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah just by hearing someone laying Kriyas HaTorah. You don't have to actually lay it yourself. The Shabbos has a different chiyuv. The chiyuv of Shabbos is not because you to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The chiyuv of laying on Shabbos is because on Shabbos there's a takana that you have to have Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah could be is a special chiyuv that every person has to lay. The chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is that everybody has to lay for himself, and it can be yotze through Shmei Ka'ina. Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas, Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Aleph, Anaf Beis, differentiates between two types of Kriyas HaTorah. He says the Kriyas HaTorah that we lay on every Shabbos, and the Kriyas HaTorah that we lay on Yontif, falls in the category of Talmud Torah. To know that the word of Hashem, we lay in the Parashas HaShavua, we lay in the Parasha of Yontif, to know the Dvar Hashem, to know what we're supposed to do on what we're supposed to do. He says, then you have a different type of Kriya. The example he gives for the other type of Kriya is the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh. The Kriya on Rosh Chodesh is not in the category of Talmud Torah. The Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is a Kriya of a declaration, is a Chiyuv of a declaration that today is Rosh Chodesh. There's no Halach L'maisa, no Torah specifically learned from that Kriya. And that's why Rav Moshe makes a very interesting observation. When Yontif falls on Shabbos, we have the Kriyas HaTorah of Yontif, which supersedes the Chiyuv Kriya of that Shabbos of Parshas HaShavua. But if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we don't just read the Parshas Rosh Chodesh. We still read Parshas HaShavua. Of course, the obvious reason is because there aren't enough psukim to seven aliyahs. But Rav Moshe wants to say because you can't be mechayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos in the morning, with the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. You can't be mechayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos in the morning, with the Kriya of the Yontif Degaleinik. And therefore, if Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, we still read the Parashas HaShavua. The Gemara here says that Ein Mayim Ela Torah. The Gemara in Masech the Brachas quotes a machlokes. Hashoysa Mayim Letzamoy. If somebody's thirsty and drinks water, what is the bracha he makes? Tanakamim says, as we know, the halacha is, he makes a shahakal din b'dvar. If Tachum says, he makes the bracha, Bairei Nefashos Rabbis. Seidem Nefarshim. Hashoysa Mayim Letzamoy. If somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, somebody drinks water because he is learning Torah, Mavarech Shahakal, he has the ability, Shahakal Nevedvarei, that whatever tzad the geyser, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim, whatever he's geyser, Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills. By the Farshas Rabbis, he has the ability to create Neshamas. He creates his neshama, he creates a kedusha by learning Torah, by Hashoy Samayim Matsumar. The Pasuk says in the Shira, V'amayim lehem choyma miminam umismoylam. We know what the Pasuk says, Oyrech yomem v'imiloy, v'smoyloy oysher v'chofet. Hamayim lehem choyma. People who have mayim, as Al Gemara says, Mayim, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. somebody who has Hamayim Lam Chayma, somebody who has the protection of Torah, has Miminam Mismoilam. He's Zoicha Ta'aruch Yomim Biminoi, he's Zoicha Ta'arichas Yomim, he's Zoicha Bismoilai Ta'oshi Bechavid. The Torah is the Makar of all Bracha.